In the morning, we continue Chayodim, Chalmud Beis, and we're continuing Simon Aleph. So let's clarify a point over here. The Chayodim is going to try to explain why soups are different than juices. He's going to use two thoughts together. The first thought is a concept in Halacha, which he does not mention by name, but the Rosh, many Acharonim explain this in the Rosh, that this is the idea that he's saying, and this idea is taken from the Rosh. There's a halacha, concept in halacha known as Tom Kaker. So the average application of this is in the world of Yeridaya, is a person cooks something which is Isser. With Heter, then he removes the Isser, so the Heter has the flavor of the Isser. So that's the Tom of the Isser is in the Heter. So Chazal tells us, Tom Kaker, that the flavor itself has the equivalent halachic status of the actual item itself. So if I have an item of heter, and now it's laced with the flavor of iser, so it gets halachic status of iser. This goes to the extent that some rishonim, not all rishonim, but some rishonim say that a person would eat a kazayas of the heter, which is full of the flavor of iser, it's as if he had a kazayas of iser, and he would get even malchus. We don't paskin like that, but that's how far the concept of Tom Kaker theoretically could go. So we hear the Rosh suggests we should take the concept of Tom Kaker and say when you extract the flavor from the vegetable and you impart it into the liquid, Tom Kaker. So Tom Kaker means that now the liquid has the flavor of the yarukas of the vegetables. It's equivalent to, it is the equivalent as if it was a vegetable. And for the brachas brei piyadoma, Tom Kaker. However, two things. But the case of the Isser and Heter, the halachic status of the Heter is not really relevant. The main issue is this considered Isser or not? Well, it has a flavor of Isser, so I'm focusing on the flavor of the Isser as being very significant. Over here, it has the Tom of vegetables, but it is actually water. So why is the tom of the vegetables more important than the fact that it's water? The bracha of water is shahakol. So how do we decide which one to focus on? So the answer is what we mentioned at the beginning of the chayalim yesterday. If the primary purpose of cooking this thing is not for the vegetables, but it's for the liquid, so then the answer is you're right. The main thing is the liquid, not the tom of the vegetables. So I want to have vegetable-flavored water, but the main thing is... So the vegetable flavored is the adjective and water is the noun. The main thing is the water which you enjoy the flavor. So you won't say Tom Kaker and give it a status of a vegetable. You would say Tom Kaker is not more important than the ikar itself, which is actually water. But when I cook it, and my goal is to be able to make the vegetables edible, so this cooking which I'm using the water is not only for the water, to get flavored water, it's to get flavored water, which we call soup, and also to make the vegetables edible. So the combination, we look at this mice, is not the vegetables will come play a very, very primary role. Then you say Tom of the vegetables goes into the water, and the water becomes, as it were, secondary to the vegetables. The Chayyim is going to point out, this is true even if one individual does it differently, if that's how it's generally done, that's sufficient. Now, why don't you say the same thing when you're discussing juice? So the Chayyim quotes the idea from the Rosh, that the Rosh says that the truth is you look at the juice, when you're cooking the vegetable, you're extracting the flavor of the vegetable itself into the water. The juice in the fruit or vegetable is not necessarily the vegetable itself. It's a liquid which comes with it, which has its own flavor. It might be very similar to the flavor of the vegetable, but it doesn't get its flavor from the vegetable. It has its own flavor. And that flavor is different. It has not been extracted from the vegetable, so you don't say Tom Kaker. Let's read it inside. Even though, so the question was, by May Paris, the brachos of Shahakol. Yesh lomar, the yoser yoytse, tam apri, ayere bishul, mishyotz al yere hadricha vaskita. You extract the flavor of the pri through cooking into the liquid. The it comes out more and better and stronger than when you just squeeze it. And this other way of saying it is that the May Paris, the flavor they have is not the flavor of the pre. They have their own flavor. They're not getting it from the pre. Now, what is the status of the May Paris? I could have argued, multiple ways to understand it. It's part of the fruit, so it gets the same brachas of fruit. It's something else totally, so it's a shahakal. It's a secondary part of the plant, so it should be a dhamma. We could have, so Chazal tell us that we look at it as being made my ba'alma, and it is a shahakal. Okay, so that's the first point that the Chayyotim says. Then he says, the second point that we mentioned, but we will leave that for the next share. Meanwhile, have a good day.